Welcome to the Mindful Biz Podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Anshu Singh, founder of Solana Luxury Wellness Retreats, joins us in this podcast episode. Located just a short distance from central Ubud in Bali, the location is a fabulous reprieve from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. I recently visited Solana for a magical four-night stay. During my time there, I relaxed, practiced yoga, ate beautiful, clean food, enjoyed sleeping soundly through the night, and immersing myself in the natural landscape during the days. In this podcast episode, Anshu talks about creating this retreat space. We talk about the bungalows, the natural water pool, the outdoor yoga shala, incredible food, along with my personal experience of my stay there. Thank you so much for joining us here today. How are you?
I'm amazing. And how are you, Alison?
I'm so well. And I am so, so excited to have you here today. I've been dying to have a chat with you.
Yeah, me too. You know, I'm really excited to be here. So thank you for inviting me.
Oh, pleasure. So before we talk about everything to do with Solana, I'd love you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, so my name is Anshu, and I have been on a journey of getting connected to myself, journey of spirituality, wellness. My career, my professional career is I'm from software background, but at some point in time in my life, I realized I was basically going through a burnout and a lot of stress and trying to juggle all the responsibilities and kind of questioning the meaning of all that stress and why are we living such stressful lives and stuff. So that's what got me on the path of yoga and mindfulness and really, finding myself. Here I am.
Oh, my gosh. And so this journey to creating Solana Wellness Retreat, at what point did you think, oh, my gosh, this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah. So, I have been on the journey of wellness for many, many years of my life, but really full on in it for last 11 years or so. This idea was in the back of my mind. I know that I really wanted to have a place where I could create a transformational experience for people especially around the area of wellness. But, as for so many women, I didn't feel ready. I didn't feel capable of doing it. I was like, I don't know anything about construction. I don't have a partner. Maybe I just, I don't think it's meant to happen. And, when you put your intention to something, this is something I'm sure you have experienced and many of your audience have experienced too, right? That things just start to fall in place. So, yeah, I've had this idea for, 6-7 years or something. But then around in 2020, just as Corona was starting, somehow this land came in my life and right people came in my life. And, it just happened.
Wow. And I have to say the location that you've got is perfect because it's further enough out from the central of Ubud, but also close enough to get to.
Right. Yeah. I love it. I remember when I saw the land, I had gone there with a girlfriend of mine and I saw it and I turned to her and I said, so I was looking for a land to build my own house. And I look at my friend and I say, you know what? This is where a retreat center, this is perfect for a retreat, Yes. So yeah, I'm really, really grateful that happened. And it's a very spiritual land. There is holy water. Spring right across, but the waterfall is actually a holy water spring. So it's a very very nice energy in that land. I love it.
Yes, it's amazing. So now let's talk about actually like the building infrastructure and the proposition of the actual retreat stay, because it is so special and it's been so thoughtfully created. And I love the fact that it's quite minimalist as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that compliment, Alison. So, yeah, when I started, I'm very much into sacred geometry and bioarchitecture, basically meaning that whatever we build, it's integrated with nature and it's inspired by nature. And fortunately, my architect, a young French woman named Alize, she's also very similar. And, you know, she came into my life and she's also very much about sustainability and environment, you know, being environmentally conscious. So, yeah, we literally went on this journey of using the elements of earth and bamboo. And of course, you know, you can't avoid using concrete, but we tried to keep it to minimum. And really inspired by nature and integrated with nature. That's how I look at that architecture.
Yes.
And the two bamboo buildings that we have, like the restaurant and the yoga shala, they literally, it's such a cute story that I feel like I have to share with you. So we were kind of brainstorming ideas for designs. And I was just walking at the beach and just thinking about, like, imagining what these buildings should be like. And I found these two leaves. And I put the two leaves together and I said, wouldn't it be nice if we had these two buildings that were kind of like inspired by nature and also showed expansion? So because the two buildings, they're like wings, in you know, at least that's how I look at it. They're like wings and expansion. And that's what I love. I want people to experience at Solana, the expansion of their consciousness and, you know, transformation. So that's what that symbolizes for me.
Gosh, you know, that's so true, because it's a very unique architecture. And so when you just said about the wings and the leaves, it's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
She did a good job.
Yeah. So for the listeners, the yoga shala and the main area, it is also between the two. What do you call them? They're not buildings. The two infrastructure is the pool, and it's a natural water pool, and it's just beautiful, which overlooks the waterfall.
Yeah, thank you for that, Alison. Yeah, so the natural water pool, natural pool has been, you know, it's not that easy. I have to just, you know, just be upfront with it. It's not that easy to maintain a natural pool in Bali because of the sun and the heat and all the, but you know, I'm really committed. I'm really committed to taking care of the environment. You know, so we built a lot of this infrastructure around the pool, which is, you know, all the ponds that you see, the multi-level ponds, and the water goes through, the person who, my consultant, the natural pool consultant, he's also French and Dorian, and he basically, yeah, calls it a biofilter. So the water is being naturally filtered, like it gets filtered in lakes and stuff, through the multi-level ponds, and also the fishes that are in the ponds, they eat, you know, they eat the some of the stuff as well, and the water and the plants filter it, and the water also goes through a UV light that kills all the bacteria. So we have like a multi thing happening, a multi phase system happening here. I love it. I love swimming in it.
I knew, because I'm looking at the pool just going, oh my gosh, I can imagine, like, behind the scenes there's a lot to keep that going.
Because
I'd see the men in the morning really, you know, scrubbing it down and cleaning it, and they would spend hours doing that as well. And then the little mini fish in the pool as well. Fabulous.
That tells you that it is natural, right? Because the fishes love to come in it. We put the fishes back in the pond and then they still show up.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so just for the listeners, so they understand the proposition of what this is. So it's basically it's a retreat stay, which means you can come and stay and you can do your own, you choose from the menu basically. You know, like I did a holy water ceremony, acupuncture, massage, flower bath, you know, there's a lot to choose from. But also at the same time then, you obviously got the freedom to just live like a normal holiday, and you can go out for dinner and, you know, go and sightsee and explore. And then in addition to that, you also run hosted retreats at certain dates throughout the year.
Right. Absolutely. So you're totally right on, Alison. So we have many different options to choose from. As you said, many couples love to come to Solana for holidays, you know,
yes.
I mean, for their honeymoon and stuff. So, you know, one of the things that I'm like, you know, we love celebrating love, you know, so every time we have a honeymooning couple, you know, we give them some special gifts like a flower bath or, floating breakfast, you know, just to kind of, you know, give them something special from our heart so that they would remember. But also, like, we have had, you know, people who have made their own retreats. Like, I had a beautiful CFO from Sydney, and she's like, I'm going through extreme stress, and I decided to create my own retreat at Solana. And she basically picked and she, like, she just, you know, she turned off her phone and she just wanted to drink coconuts all day long and read, you know, that was her retreat.
Yes.
And then people come, we also create these personalized retreats for people. Like, so we have four concepts. One is called pause, which is literally for extreme stress, burnout situation. You know, but in those cases, it's all completely curated. So you just show up and everything is taken care of, including from like the airport pickup to the, you know, just like end to end, everything is taken care of, food and juices and everything, whatever you want. But it's, you know, it has a special program. And yeah, we've been doing personal retreats for people. So there is Pause, there is Thrive, which is a detox retreat where we work with the naturopath to create a complete detox of the digestive system. The third concept is called Optimize, which is more focused on fitness. If somebody's on the journey of fitness, you know, where we are a plant-based kitchen, but we create like protein shakes and we basically curate it for somebody who is into the fitness journey. And the last one is called Love, which is essentially for a couple wanting to reconnect. And that's based on nonviolent communication or conscious communication, the teachings from Tantra, like really connecting at a deeper soul level. So yeah, these are our four concepts. We run them as group retreats throughout the year, and we also run them as personal retreats.
Amazing.
So I know a lot happening at Solana, but it's amazing.
So good. And the best way for people to find out about these retreats really is to just to sign up for your newsletter, I gather, through your website. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't spam people. That's not, you know, our philosophy at all. But yeah, and all the programs are also on our website, these four programs that I described. And of course, you know, you're welcome to come for two nights, three nights, four nights, and make your own little retreat out of, at Solana. So both the concepts are available.
Yes. So the listeners, if you were watching my amazing stay recently at Solana, I was there for four nights, and I think it was just such a great amount of time because I didn't feel rushed in my time there. It would have been nice actually to stay another night, but there were a lot of people that were just staying for two nights as well. So it's really whatever just fits into your schedule. But I can guarantee you, if you're there for two nights, you'll be saying, "Oh, I need to go back."
We recommend minimum of five nights, especially if somebody really wants to relax their nervous system, because, you know, we are living in the very stressed out world. I mean, I personally experience stress a lot in my life, and, you know, and sometimes it's just good to just let go and sleep a lot and just kind of, you know, eat healthy food and take care of ourselves. And to me, that's the basic premise of Solana, you know, just to, you know, and many people, they come there and they're like, wow, I'm sleeping a lot and I never sleep this good at home. And my response is, you know, because our body needs it.
Mm.
We just don't get enough of that deep rest in our day-to-day lives.
Yes. And you know what? I actually experienced that myself because at home, I don't generally sleep through the night, but there I was having such a solid sleep and it was just the best
feeling.
That's
amazing.
Oh, the beds are amazing.
You know, I just feel so happy. Like, that makes my day when somebody says, I slept really good at Solana and I'm not sleeping so good.
It's true. But like, yeah. And the beautiful mosquito nets around the bed, and it just feels so cozy. It's beautiful. It really, really is. The food. Let's talk about the food. Oh my gosh. Basically, we'll talk about the breakfast first. What happens is each afternoon you get a WhatsApp message asking if you're going to yoga, and also for breakfast, what would you like from the menu? And in the WhatsApp message, there's a little PDF of the menu and what time you'll be seating down for breakfast. Now, I tried everything on the menu. It was amazing. really, really amazing.
Awesome.
And particularly the thing that I like for desserts, which I would have every night, is the chocolate brownie.
I know. Isn't that amazing, Alison? I love that chocolate brownie.
I know. I was just like, this is like next level, like decadence. But the good thing, it's guilt-free. You know, it's all healthy. Talk us through like the types of ingredients and the type of food that's on the menu.
Yeah, so you know, I am very, very passionate about, you know, working with the local farms. So we basically have, in Bali, there are some areas like Kintamani and Badugul, which is higher up. And that's where, you know, there are many organic farms. They're, you know, so we basically just try to get our veggies from there. We are also growing a lot of herbs and things around Solana as well. Which I want to do more of, you know, going into really that farm to table concept. That's what we really like to do, to keep things up as fresh as possible. And preparing everything with fresh ingredients. As you have noticed probably in the food, it's simple food. We are not, you know, we don't want to create very heavy food that's really heavy on the belly, but more like fresh, and that makes people... that makes the digestion, you know, kind of good. And it's all plant-based, but majority is plant-based. We do have some egg-based dishes as well for folks who like eggs. One of the things that we use a lot for our garnish is a beautiful flower called blue pea flower. It's a blue, like a purplish blue flower, which is, you know, really, actually, it's amazing. It's an edible flower, and it has a lot of amazing properties as well. So we are actually working towards incorporating more and more edible flowers, microgreens, herbs, and greens into the diet, because, you know, we all need that, more of those diets in our lives.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't know about, I mean, I saw that flower. I actually didn't eat it off the plate. I should have, though, listening to what you just said.
Yeah, we also use it for our detox water. As well.
Yes.
And my naturopath was joking with me, and she said, this water, with this flower, the infused water, it actually increases, kind of like for women, it increases our sensuality in a way. So right. I was like, that's good.
There you go.
I don't know if you're not.
Oh my!
I think that's good, you know.
Yeah, that's incredible. Do you live close by to Solana, or do you stay there often, or like what's your involvement there?
Oh, I mean, I visit Solana, you know, at least 3 to 4 times in a week. I live about 45 minutes away right now. And I stay there whenever there is availability, but we have been pretty full lately, so there is no space for me to stay.
And in fact, let's talk about that. So how long ago did Solana open the doors? Because it was quite recent.
Yes, quite recent. We actually opened on solstice in December of 2022. Chose a special day for it. And it's been what? We are in September now, so about 9 months.
Yeah. Wow. And we'll talk about the, what are they called? The earth bungalows at the back. There's 6 of them.
The rammed. Yeah.
Yes.
Rammed earth villas.
Yes. Yes. So can we just talk about like those villas, and then we'll talk about the waterfall ones at the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the rammed earth villas, oh my God. That is a very, very unique thing, the ramming the earth. So we have not used any blocks or anything like that. We literally created the foundation and created this formwork using, you know, made of wood in those shape. And you know, me and my team, we had experimented. We must have made, like I personally have made many, many bricks of different colors and different formulas. Because we were looking for formulas that are strong and they still look, you know, they still are like earthy in nature and use a lot of earth. Mm. So we must have made like 100 bricks of different formulas. And from there, we chose about 5 or 6 and then we layered it using those formulas. So the formula, you know, gets mixed and the formulas are different. There is limestone in one of them. Another one is limestone and earth mixed. Another one has limestone, earth and sand and maybe a little bit of pigmentation. So we've just, you know, yeah, we made different formulas and they literally get poured. They get mixed and poured and then you ram it. So I actually did the first wall. I rammed it a bit.
Wow.
So you have these special kind of things that you ram with. I don't know what they're called. And you literally kind of just ram it in place. And then you pour that next layer and then ram that. So it's like apparently Great Wall of China is built like that. So this is a very ancient way of doing things. That's how they used to build back in the day. And, you know, these structures are still standing. So,
wow.
So we decided to use that. You know, we used the earth from our land there at Solana and limestone. That's also in, you know, quite a lot of abundance in Bali. And then we paired it with bamboo roofs.
And then there's an incredible outdoor bathroom with a full-sized bathtub and an outdoor shower. And the way that the walls have been built is they kind of a bit of a curve up and down, and then you can see all the beautiful green leaf foliage around. So you really feel like you're in nature, but at the same time you're protected.
Right. I mean, we are in nature. We do have open bathrooms, you know, and sometimes, you know, people who come from very sterile environments, it could be hard for them because, you know, I actually really feel sad that so many humans are losing connection with nature.
Yes.
And to me, Solana is the place where you can go and you can reconnect. Like, I love seeing all the dragonflies around and, you know, the frogs and like, you know, nature is in so much in abundance in Bali. And when we are in nature, our nervous system, you know, begins to soothe, you know, instead of like cooped up in like air conditioned malls or, you know, high rise buildings. Like, so many people are not even breathing that fresh air nowadays because there's so much pollution.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so passionate about, you know, taking care of our earth and our environment.
That's great.
And of course, taking care of our health as well at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So those bungalows that we were just talking about then, there's 6 of those and they're higher up the hill. And then there's 4, do we call them cliff rooms or waterfall?
Yeah, we call them waterfall suites. Yeah. So because they all are on the cliff facing, you know, facing the fall. I mean, those rooms are so spacious and so special. I love them. And just being on the cliff, you know, it just feels like you're immersed in nature.
Yes. And there's a really big balcony for each of them with a beautiful, again, huge bathtub, which is where you have the flower bath out on that balcony. Yeah. And it is magical. It really is.
So romantic and nurturing, right? I just love it. Like, you know, even for self, like I find if I just by myself, right, it feels so like so romantic just to be taking care of ourselves, like romance with self.
Yes. Well, that was me. That was me because I was there by myself and I had the flower bath with a massive big red love heart. And I was just thinking, oh, this is fabulous. I loved it.
I love it too. And, you know, some people actually have been doing ice baths because ice baths you know, it's something that really is also great for our health and wellness. So, you know, those tubs have also been used for your personal ice baths lately.
Yes, so good. All right, then. Now, where can everyone find more information about Solana?
So, of course, our website, solanabali.com, and also our Instagram is a great resource, solana.bali. And we continuously are improving our, you know, our website and our systems. Feel free to come to either of those places and book with us. We would love to have you stay.
You're fabulous. And what I'll also do is put links in the show notes and also on relauncher.com.au. I'll link it all through to Solana so you can easily find them. And then if you've got any questions, you can always reach out to me as well, and I'll let you know the answer, given that I was just recently there and I know firsthand what it was like. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be living off that magic feeling for a long time. It really was incredible.
That's awesome, Alison. It's so wonderful to hear that.
Anshu, thank you so much for your time and coming on the podcast today.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Alison. And I really hope to see you in person soon, next time you're visiting us.
Absolutely.